Ladies and gentlemen, The Shadow's latest adventure will be on the air in just a moment. Don't miss any of it because it's a thriller from the word go. And if you drive a car, don't miss this. It's the biggest news of the year for motorists. It's the inside story of the safest thing on wheels, the new Goodrich Safety Silvertown tire. This remarkable tire brings you something entirely new in tire safety, the Lifesaver Tread. Developed after 2 years of exhaustive research, after grueling tests of tread designs by the hundred, this amazing Lifesaver Tread stops you quicker and safer on wet, slippery roads than you've ever stopped before. Its never-ending spiral bars, like a battery of windshield wipers, sweep water from under the tire, force it out through special deep drainage grooves, make a dry track for the rubber to grip. Thus, it protects you against skids in all directions, overcomes the hazard zone of motoring. Take my word for it, you'll never know what the word stop really means until you felt the grip of the Silvertown Lifesaver Tread on a wet, treacherous road. And that's not all. Silvertowns are the only tires in the world that give you golden ply blowout protection. And think of it, you get both of these priceless safety features, skid protection and blowout protection, at no extra cost. Tomorrow isn't a bit too soon to start riding on Goodrich, spelled G-O-O-D-R-I-C-H. Goodrich, Safety Silvertown. The Shadow, Lamont Cranston, a man of wealth, a student of science, and a master of other people's minds, devotes his life to righting wrongs, protecting the innocent, and punishing the guilty. Using advanced methods that may ultimately become available to all law enforcement agencies, Cranston is known to the underworld as the Shadow. Never seen, only heard. As haunting to superstitious minds as a ghost. As inevitable as a guilty conscience. The Shadow's true identity is known only to his constant friend and aide, Margot Lane. Today's story, aboard the steamship Amazon.
Come on over, Randy.
Join the party.
Hey, children,
what's
the celebration for?
Jane's been lucky. She's in the money. She gets right on the ship's run for the day.
Yeah, come on and join us. Can't let Jane take all that cash she wanted to Rickawana when we dock tomorrow.
Well, don't mind me. I just supply the money. What'll it be, Randy?
Oh, nothing now, thanks. I'm looking for my stepmother. Anybody seen her?
Oh, sure. She's over there with Dr. DeVista.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
See you later. Oh, say, we're going for a swim in the death pool. Want to come along?
Not this afternoon, thanks.
Oh, I don't think you'll like us.
Hey, hello, Mother. Afternoon, DeVista.
Oh, sit down, Lando.
Oh, thank you, Mother. Well, tomorrow we'll be in Rickawana. From there on, it's going to be one great big party.
Lower your voice, my son.
Oh, no one can hear us in this corner. Time for the hush-hush is almost over.
Well, it will be shortly.
Well, I hope your little revolution is half as much fun as smuggling those munitions out of the United States has been.
It will be more exciting, I assure you.
When the revolution is successful, you will be a hero, Todd. My countrymen will never forget what you have done for them.
Oh, just as long as it's fun, I don't mind putting up the money.
But you will make a fortune also. The people of my blood will show their gratitude in practical ways.
You know, the more I think of it, the funnier it gets. The luxurious steamer Amazon on a pleasure cruise. With enough ammunition and guns down in its hold to overthrow three governments.
Be careful, Tom.
Oh, don't worry. Nobody knows about those boxes marked electric refrigerators.
No one but us and Tang Sui.
Yes. Your Japanese valet is more practical than you thought. He is interested in the money he is going to make.
Sure. Well, Mother, tomorrow should be a great day for you.
Yes. To rule the land I was driven out of, an exile.
Yes, Marie. The general has promised with great power.
What is it now, Tang Sui?
Message, come to state room. I bring it.
A message?
It is a radio call. Let's have it, Tang Sui.
Here, Master.
Oh, that's all, Tang Sui. Oh, blazes, it's been cold.
Cold? Then it's from
headquarters, yes. From the general.
Oh, it may be important. We'd better decode it right away, my son.
Sure.
No, not here, Tom.
Oh, hardly. I'm not a complete fool, Doctor. Anyway, there's code books in my cabin.
I'll meet you in a minute.
Your stepson. He thinks this is all a lark. He does not count it dangerous.
Randall, he is a fool.
But he will not be quite so gay if an accident happens. If he is stood against the wall.
Shot. That would be unfortunate, Dr. Bibbitt.
Yes, for him. But if he were, you coming to all his money, have you forgotten that?
No, my friend, I have not forgotten that.
Nice swim, Margot.
Fine, Emma.
Join me to walk on deck.
I'd love to.
I see young Todd doing his famous jackknife with every time.
Now, Lamont, Randy's a nice boy. Uh-huh. I've known him for years. A little too much money, but that's all.
Any travels around with a strange crew, his stepmother looks rather formidable.
Stop making deductions. You're on vacation.
Please the devil. Hello, Todd. Hello.
Hello, Margot.
Randy. What's the matter with him?
Well, he's very polite, wasn't he?
I never saw him act like that before. He was like a man in a day.
You look worried. You had bad news.
Bad news?
Yes, didn't you notice he had a radiogram in his hand, straight in his pocket, as though it was coming.
Well, he certainly shot out of his stateroom in a hurry.
Yes, and he wasn't really going anyplace. He stopped and standing there by the rail.
All by himself. That isn't like Randy either.
Margo, perhaps he needs help. Why not talk to him?
He wouldn't talk in front of you, Lamar.
All right, you go alone. How's that?
And if he does need help?
Maybe we can supply it. You wait, huh?
All right, I'll go over and talk to him. Nice day, isn't it, Randy?
What? Hello, Margot.
Randy, what's the matter with you?
Well, I'm in kind of a jam, Margot. Don't you worry.
What sort of a jam?
Well, it's the worst darn mess I...
Suppose you tell me the whole story.
I can't do that.
Of course you can.
No. I'm an awful coward, Margot.
Coward? Nonsense. What is there to be afraid of?
Well, nothing.
Randy, I believe you are frightened. You in danger.
Margot, what would you do if... No, no, I can't tell him.
Tell him what?
Oh, please, leave me alone, Margot.
Randy.
Stop pestering me, will you? I can't stand it.
Randy, come back here. Randy. Shadow.
Yes, Margot.
You heard everything?
Yes, I was here beside you. Randolph Todd must have some cause for his fear. I think I must talk to that young man. Talk to him. Shadow.
Dr. DeVista, have you seen Randolph?
No, Maria.
I thought surely he'd be here dancing.
No, he did not even come to dinner. Aunt Sue is looking for him.
DeVista, there is something wrong. Let's go to the boy's cousin. Come.
He is Aunt Sue now.
Aunt Sue, is my stepson?
My master has gone back to his stateroom.
Good.
Yes, wait. He walks up and down, up and down.
We must see about this. Please come, both of you.
That's radiogram, Maria. Perhaps that is what upset him.
Here is the cabin, mistress.
Open the door.
Hello?
Oh,
it's you.
Yes, Tom. It is, sir.
Shut the door, Tom, say.
Yes, mistress.
Well?
We thought you were coming to the dance.
No, I changed my mind.
Something better, Master, maybe.
No, I'm all right.
Randolph, stop handling that old dagger and look at me.
I'm interested in this knife.
The name.
An ancient Indian knife, we know all that.
Randolph, we want to know why you are acting like this.
What did the general say in his radiogram?
The radiogram?
Yes. What was the message?
Oh, yes, nothing important. It's just good wishes. Oh,
really? May I see the message?
No, I tore it up and threw it overboard.
You destroyed it?
Yes, it wasn't important.
That message was from the general. We had a right to see it.
I'm sorry, I just didn't think.
Randolph.
What difference does it make? What are you all staring at me for?
Me think Master lie.
Oh, so he's right, Randolph. You're lying.
I said I threw the message overboard.
You're a poor liar, Randolph. Give me that paper.
I tell you, I...
Grab him.
Look out. He's grabbed the knife.
Stop holding, Tungsley.
Tungsley, hold it. Master, drop a knife.
Let me go. Twist his arm, Tungsley.
I twist
his... Stop. Drop a knife.
Stop.
Drop the knife, you fool. Tungsley, you get to tear your arm off. Good. Go through his pocket, yes. Please, sir. I'll pick up the knife.
Hold him, Tungsley.
No worry, Tungsley, Hunter.
This won't catch anywhere.
Find the radio message, Doctor, and the code book.
Ah, here it is. In the book. Aye, and it decoded copy.
Read it.
Entire plan discovered by government. blow up ammunition to prevent capture.
Must I lie?
Well, what if I did? Can't take that message seriously.
It is an order.
It's insane. Think of all the people on this boat. I won't do a thing like that. If you set off the ammunition, they'd all be killed.
What is that to us? Fool.
We follow the general.
This isn't what I joined. This is mass murder. Innocent people. I didn't mind fighting in your penny-ante war, but this...
You are a traitor to your people.
Your people, Texas. Not mine. The passengers on this boat are my people. I won't let you slaughter them. I'll show up the whole scheme.
You dare?
Go watch me. Either you call the whole thing off, or I go to the captain.
No, monsieur.
You can't hold me forever now, sir.
Oh, you would betray us. Rica Guano, this is the fate of traitors.
Mother, put down that knife.
The knife, it is for the traitors.
Ha! Maria! You threw the knife.
The king falls down, say.
Yes, sir. Oh, well. He's dead.
What? Maria, this is murder.
Do not be a fool, Davista. Had to silence him.
You cannot hide the murder.
It is not murder. The knife is Randolph. His grip alone is on the handle. I threw it by the blade. My poor, distracted stepson kills himself.
Suicide?
Mistress is very wise.
Yes. We shall say when they ask questions that we three left him alone and went to dinner. Later, in the dark, we shall carry out the general's command.
Explode the...
Yes, my dear doctor. Blow up the ship.
Margo. Hello, Mr. Cranston. This is Randy's cabin. He promised to throw a party at his last night on board, and he's walked out on us.
Doesn't answer?
No, and I'll bet he's sound asleep in there. Randy, you lover, let us in.
I don't get anyone inside. Well, Stuart, come here a moment. Yes, sir? Yes, sir. You know Mr. Todd's in his cabin?
He was for the last I knew. His medic said Todd didn't wish to be disturbed.
There, what did I tell you? I'm going to keep on knocking until he pays some attention. Oh, just a minute, Dan. Mr. Cranston has no idea.
Stuart. Pass key. Will you open the door for us?
Well, no, sir. I don't know that.
Of course you will. Mr. Todd's playing a joke on the young lady. We mustn't let him. No one will know. You let us in. Come on.
Oh, thank you, sir. Of course, it's all in fun, sir.
Oh, it's dark. Randy, where are you?
There's a light fitted by the door, sir.
Oh, yes. Here we are.
Come on. He isn't here.
Oh, yes, he is, sir. Look, he's lying on the floor.
Well, come on, Randy. Wake up.
The blood!
That knife
in
his
breast!
Yes. Is he?
Randy Todd is dead.
Oh, my poor, poor Randolph.
I am sorry, Mr. Todd. Your stepson appears to have committed suicide.
You are sure, Captain McKee?
Yes, I'm sure, Mr. Cranston. There should be some reason for suicide, Captain.
I am afraid our young friend was bored with life. He was ill and depressed when we left him before dinner.
Exactly, Dr. Lister. I had the ship's doctor check the fingerprints on that knife. They all belong to the dead man. No one else touched it.
If only he'd come to me.
You must not reproach yourself, Martin.
Oh. Captain, there's Mr. Cranston. I met young Carl this afternoon. He seems worried about something.
Yes, I, too, noticed that he was troubled.
The question is, Dr. Lister, what was he worried about?
Who knows? He was a moody youth.
Yes, poor boy. We'll never know his reason.
Captain, Tom had a radiogram this afternoon. Missing now.
Randolph received many messages, Captain McKee, concerning the estate.
Did he show you this one, Mrs. Todd?
I never interfered with his affairs.
We're wasting time, Cranston.
I think not, Captain. This message may have been important. Thanks to it. Did you see it?
Don't know nothing.
I'll ask the question, Cranston.
Very well.
You might ask Mr. Cranston how he knows the radiogram is missing.
Yes. How about that, Cranston?
Todd was wearing the same suit when I found him, so I looked for it.
You mean you searched the body?
Yes. Stuart is here as a witness.
Well, I must say you've got your nerve, Cranston.
Perhaps the suicide with a knife isn't very common, Captain.
Now, look here, Cranston. It's bad enough to have a suicide on board without you trying to twist it into something worse.
No one saw young Todd after his three traveling companions left him.
I respect that.
Captain McKee, this is outrageous. Must we be badgered by this young man? I can't stand his manner.
I still say...
That's enough from you, Cranston.
I'm merely tired.
I've had more than enough of your impudence. Adams, take this Mr. Cranston to his stateroom and lock him up.
Lock me up?
Yes, I am holding you as a material witness.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And Adams.
Yes, sir.
Put a man on the deck outside Cranston's cabin window. He's to stay in his room.
Yes, sir.
Coming. I'll see you again, Captain. Very soon.
while we're waiting for the Shadow's hair-raising story to reach a thrilling climax, let me say something about a new kind of rainy day driving safety that may save your life. Because who knows?
The Shadow knows. When there's wet, slippery film on the highways, there's always the grim uncertainty that your car may start sliding, swerving, spinning off the road. Why gamble with fate?
Yes, motorists, and why gamble on tires when the new Goodrich Silvertown, with its lifesaver tread, offers you such marvelous skid protection? And marvelous is the word for it, because exhaustive road tests of the regular and premium-priced tires of America's six largest tire manufacturers prove that the new Goodrich Silvertown gave greater skid protection than any of the other tires tested. And don't forget, motorists, those grueling road tests weren't made by Goodrich. They were conducted by absolutely impartial engineers from America's largest independent testing laboratory, the Pittsburgh Testing Laboratory. What's more, some of the tires the new Silvertown was tested against have list prices as much as 40 to 70% more. When you consider that, then the fact that this new Goodrich Silvertown gave greater skid resistance than any tire tested is even more remarkable. Remember, when you buy Silvertown, you get Lifesaver Tread Skid Protection plus Goldenfly Blowout Protection. Two exclusive Goodrich features at no extra cost.
You hear? Let's go in that bag, Stuart.
I like you up.
Think that is all.
Smart idea, Mr. Sanctuary, packing ahead of time. Most people leave it at the last minute.
Boat docks tomorrow.
Right you are, early in the morning. Isn't this terrible, your boss, Mr. Chard, killing himself?
Most tragic. Sanctuary, very fond of, young master.
Yes, very tough thing. I'll answer. That's funny.
Funny? What is?
Nobody at the door.
No one?
The passage is empty.
Never mind, Stuart, you can go.
Right you are.
Shut door, please. Stuart, I said go. Who laughed?
I did, Tang Shui.
You? Where are you? I cannot see you.
I am here beside you, Tang Shui.
Only voice?
Yes, Tang Shui. The shadow is a voice. Asking for the truth. The truth about Randolph Todd's death.
Tang Shui know nothing.
Tang Shui lies. The shadow knows. Where is the radiogram your young master got this afternoon?
I not know.
You are a wicked servant, Tang Shui. Where is the radiogram?
I did nothing.
Where is it?
Here, in pocket.
Put it on the table.
Yes, Shadow.
Why was it taken? What does it say?
I give it to you. Now, go away, please.
No, Tang Shui, not until I know the truth. Was Randolph Todd murdered?
Go away, please, go away, Tang Shui. See nothing.
Tang Shui, get away from that
no,
door.
No, leave me alone, I run.
Nonsense, Tang Shui.
Such a wild story.
No, true. Tang Shui talk with Shadow. No, ma'am. Just Shadow.
I don't believe it.
It's true, Mr. Shadow. Take radiogram from Tang Shui.
The radiogram? You gave it to him?
You coward.
Cannot fight Shadow. Cannot see him.
Fool. There is the answer to not seeing him. He hid in the fog.
No fog in Tang Shui's cabin.
Well, we won't mind the fog a little later tonight. Doctor, you've got to shut the window. Look at the way the curtains are blowing in.
That's funny. There has not been a breath of air all night.
But the curtains were blowing. Just for a moment.
This man, the shadow, he may prove an obstacle.
How? He cannot know our plan or what is in the hold of the ship. Now listen, we are only about 10 miles off the Ricaguana port.
In a section friendly to the revolution.
Yes. In the fog, we can easily lower a boat and slip away. But this is a shadow. You and your boat story sounds very. He cannot do anything.
He has radio message.
Only the copying code. I destroyed the decoded copy. How can he read the message without the code book?
And you have the code book saved, Vista?
Of course. I have it on me.
Look in your pocket, Vista.
Huh?
What's that? Who spoke? Shadow. He's here.
Yes, my friend. The shadow is here.
Maria, the code book. It is not in my pocket.
It is
gone.
You, I took it. Now I can read the message that caused one of you to murder Randolph Todd.
Maria, if he reads that message.
Sir, he must decode it. By that time, he will be too late. Come, we act at once.
Half speed ahead. Half speed it is, Captain.
Very good, Miss Pearson. Keep her on the course and keep sounding that whistle.
Yes, sir. What night, sir?
It's blasted fog. Watch, it doesn't get any closer to shore. There are shoals in there.
Aye, aye, sir.
Captain McTeague.
What was that?
I am here, Captain McTeague. Behind you.
Where? Get off the bridge. There are no passengers allowed up here.
Your ship is in danger, Captain.
Listen, whoever you are, get off the bridge. There's no danger. I've brought the Amazon through many a fall.
The danger isn't the fog, Captain. It's below decks.
Below? Say, come out here in the light so I can get a good look at you.
You cannot see me, Captain, but you must believe me. There are explosives in the hold.
You must be crazy.
There are munitions. Disguised. They're bound for revolutionaries in Rigaguana. The plan to blow them up.
Say, who are you?
They call me the Shadow, Captain. Believe me, you must go below before it's too late. Randolph Todd knew about the munitions, too. That's why he was murdered.
Murdered?
If you don't believe that, Captain, at least go down into the hold. Go now. You will learn.
Mr. Pearson.
Yes, sir.
Take over. I'm going below. I want two men. Armed.
Get the top off that box.
Yes, Maria. Thank you. Hand me that hatchet.
Yes, sir. Yes.
This one has the fuser.
Quickly, start tying up to the cargo. If one box blows up, they'll all go.
Yes, and the ship with them.
What is this?
Someone come.
What?
And Louis, quick, switch out the light.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Stop, Uncle. Stay by the switch box. Don't turn them on till I get the word.
Yes, sir. Quiet, quiet.
Black as pitch in here. Got your flash, Peters?
Yes, Captain.
Find the light switch. You ask me, this is the craziest...
Now, tongue free.
Hey, who turned on those lights?
Do not move, Captain.
Got a gun, sir.
So I see.
Was the woman.
And I am a good shot, sailor. Keep your hand up.
Mr. Todd and... Mrs. Todd and Dr. Vista. Hey, what are you doing down here?
Good evening, Captain.
And young Todd's valet, too. Put down those guns. What the devil do you mean
you
by...
You do not command now, Captain.
That's mutiny.
Throw your guns on the floor, gentlemen.
I'll be...
You'll be dead if you don't. Throw guns.
What do you say, Captain?
Go ahead, boys. Not much we can do now. Here's my gun.
The other, please, quickly. Line up facing the wall, gentlemen. Keep those hands up, Captain.
You don't expect to get away with this.
But we do. We will. There will be a certain loud noise, and you... But never mind. Answer it. Yes, listen. You will shoot the first man who turns around. Yes. Come back to the discuss in a hurry. Bring the hatchet with you.
Yes, I am coming.
You. What's your name? Kang Sui. What does she mean by a loud noise? Are there explosives in this hole?
Captain, no talk.
If anything happens to this
one
ship...
more word and Captain die.
I think not, Kang Sui.
Shadow! Let go! My arm!
Drop the gun, Kang Sui.
The man who pulled himself a shadow's got him.
Softly, Captain. Get the others.
I got his gun, sir.
Oh, let me go, Shadow. Let me go.
Wait, Captain, rush the others. They're laying a fuse.
A fuse? Grab your guns, men. Come on.
Let go, Shadow. Come to it, do nothing.
No, you don't like it. You just do what it's practiced on you. On the others.
Grab your hands. Grab your hands. Hold it in. Easy, lady. We got you.
So, Shadow, this is your doing.
No, Mrs. Todd, yours. The Shadow merely helps the cause of justice.
Hey, these are munitions, all right. Look at that. Powder. High explosive shells. Enough to blow the ship right out of the water.
That was their idea, Captain.
Well, I hope you three are satisfied. Smuggling, piracy, assault with a deadly weapon, sabotage. You'll spend the rest of your lives behind bars.
No, Captain, not all three. Kang Sui will die for the murder of his master, Randolph Todd.
Oh, no, I did not...
You will hang, Kang Sui.
I tell you the truth, Shadow.
Don't you, fool.
Be quiet.
The truth, Kang Sui.
Mrs. Todd, one time, Chalker's lady, she throw a knife by blade.
You little
fight.
Look out! Oh. Give
me a hatchet, sir.
Foot.
We had to shoot them.
The hatchet just missed Tanksui.
Oh, she bad. She murder master.
The woman is dead. Marie.
Marie.
No, Captain. Mrs. Todd paid for her crime. she killed the Stimson. She planned to destroy all the people on the ship. Instead, it was she who perished.
Peters and Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Take Dr. Vista and Don Shoey to the brig.
Come on, Ivy. Come on.
Shadow, I'd like to thank you. Who are you, anyway?
Just the Shadow, Captain McTeague. I work in the shadows. Against crime.
You saved my ship. I feel the line should thank you publicly.
My power would be lost if I were known, Captain.
Well, the young man upstairs I owe an apology to. A lad named Cranston.
Really? Why?
Well, he sort of figured young Todd was murdered.
Mr. Cranston must be very wise. Now, Captain, I must go back into the shadows.
You have been listening to a dramatized version of one of the many copyrighted stories which appear in the Shadow magazine.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.